Lord's help, we're going to try to stand up and bring you a message. And I said last week that Eric brought me this about vision, and I said I'd been pondering and had a message about running a race. You know, running a race. We're all on the race towards heaven if we're saved, looking for the goal, laying our treasures up in heaven. You know, I think about the earthly race that people run. You know, there may be 8 or 9 of us here tonight. And in an earthly race, there may be 12, they may be 20, they may be 30,000 in an earthly race. Mm-hmm. They're working towards the goal line when they start that race. Mm-hmm. You know, and they want to make the best time, or they want to get the silver medal, or they want to get the gold medal. Church, that's fine if they want to. But that race that they're running is not going to get them to heaven.
Right. Yeah.
That's just an earthly thing. That's just an award that they've got. I've got special friends. A lot of friends run races. And they run them. They run them to get the awards. They run them in memory and honor of people. And that's fine. But the race and the journey that I'm on, and I've been on since 1985, is to get to heaven. I want to make it to heaven.
Amen.
I want to stay on that straight and narrow way that Brother Eric mentioned last week. You know, that race we run, you know, it's got boundaries. You know, they set up boundaries here on earth. Well, let me tell you, we've got to stay in them boundaries that the Lord sets in His Word to get to heaven.
That's true.
Now, we're going to have problems. We're going to have trials and tribulations, like it says. But if we stay on the straight way, and if we veer back and we come back, we're going to win that race. We're going to get to heaven, church. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here in a minute. The Lord's laid on my heart. We're going to go. I'm going to read one here in Galatians 2:2. If you want to turn there, and then I'll give you the other one. But the main thing tonight is that I want to focus on is what the Lord's given me. When you run a race, Bobby's in his chair. He's still participating in that race. He's still in that race to work to get to heaven. And to work for the Lord. Brother, you can walk it. You can run it. Melissa can run it. Mary can walk it. All of us in here can walk it or run it some way. You know, I can stand up here tonight. I may have to sit down before the night's out. But that's not going to hinder me from in the race for the Lord to get to heaven. That's just a little minor obstacle, and the Lord understands. I guess when I pondered this, when the Lord gave me the message and didn't know when it was going to be, there's one thing about running a race, your earthly race, when they participate in them, they have to register for them, fill out applications, and sometimes pay fees. But let me tell you, the race for the Lord's free.
Amen.
He doesn't pay the price.
Right.
He don't ask for no application, no application fee, no signature, none of that. He don't turn nobody down. You've got to give your all to Him. When He calls you, give your all to Him so you can run the race for Him. Galatians 2:2 says, "And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run, or had run, in vain." And I read that this in 1 Corinthians 9:24, striving for the prize. And it says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." And that obtaining is obtaining heaven, Brother Jerry. That's obtaining meeting Jesus, your Lord and Savior. That's obtaining walking and running on streets of gold, Brother Jerry. You know, King of Kings owns the mansions and cattle on a hilltop. I've heard that said many a times. You won't get to meet that King of Kings and Lord of Lords one of these days when you run that race. When your number's called, You ain't going to need no number pinned on that chest. The Lord calls you number, you're out of here.
Yeah,
you're going to get to succeed that race. And that's what tonight's message is about, is striving toward running that race, participating. It don't matter the number. You know, it says two or three together. I said, there's nine of us here tonight. We're here in the presence. We're here in the Holy Spirit. We're here to continue that race here on earth, Brother Jerry. We don't matter if there have been three here. We're here to continue that race. We're participating in that run here.
Amen.
You know, I come to grow. When I miss participating in a service, but I miss participating in a race. Every service is a race, Brother Eric. You know, we grow. We're fed. We're you know, I watched that race last weekend where those 30,000 in Nashville, and they talk about taking in little sugar packs. Well, let me tell you, the only sugar high I need is the Lord Jesus Christ every time. You know, that'll give me the power and the strength to do what I need.
Yeah,
I eat food and I drink tea and other things. Well, let me tell you, my sugar high is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, He gives me the power. He gives me the power to stand up here to preach His Word and share what He's given me to share tonight. And I thank Him for it. Yeah, I'm having a little bit of problem with health issues. But you know, that ain't nothing compared to the problems when I was out in sin.
Amen.
Before I was saved. Because I was headed straight for hell. You know, He reached down in the bottom of that book and pulled me out in 1985.
Amen.
And bless God, a dear little saint that's over his specs tonight had a part in that. And she's got her treasures in heaven now. Because she probably laid a many other run a race for many ones. And she had braces and certain ways in a wheelchair for many a years. But she ran that race for the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Well, get my eyes clear. That's all right. Pressing toward the goal, from Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Like I said, we didn't fill out no application fee. We didn't fill out no registration form. We didn't get no number, you know, when you were saved. I didn't. I don't believe any of y'all did. I believe you got something. If you got it and used it right, you got the Spirit, you got the Lord saved you from hell. You know, you may have had trials and tribulations, you still may have problems. But as long as you stay on that straight and narrow way in that racetrack and don't get out of line, you're going to reach that goal. You're going to win that race. You know, and that's what we're striving for. That's why you're pressing towards the goal. It's the high calling. Hebrews, let me back up here. In Philippians 3:14, where I read what I read out of God's Word, you know, Paul's the writer of these scriptures that I'm reading tonight. In Philippians, he had a spiritual joy. He had love for his church. And that's what we're supposed to have, too. We're supposed to have love for everybody. And we're supposed to demonstrate our spiritual joy, Brother Jerry. You know, we go around here drug and mull and drug and bound up like a bullfrog and sitting with your arms crossed and crisscrossed or mouth where it looks like you'd have to pucker it up like somebody said, I push up a smile. What does that demonstrate? That's not good. I'm not going to criticize you, but it's not good. You know, the Lord, we're supposed to let our light shine. When we let our light shine, we're going to glow. We're going to see a smile. We're going to see a positive reaction. We're going to see encouragement. We're going to say, go for that goal. Keep on keeping on. You know, I think there's a song titled, Keep On Keeping On. And there's a song, and I was going to ask Eric to sing, and I can't even think of what it is, but it has something about running the race. You know, and I know there's one, but I don't know the words to it. If Bobby's here, he can tell you. But run, 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 run. You know, and I think of that. You know, Bobby, in his heart, he's a running that race. He's a witnessing. He's praying. He comes to church. He's letting his light shine. He's on that racetrack. He's on that race. And it's a positive race that he's demonstrating. He's seeing. He wants people to see that. He wants people to go out here and say, Bobby's on that race. You know, he's running. He's reaching that goal. He's going to reach that goal. In Hebrews 12:1, just keeps getting better and better. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That sin is wiped away. That sin is done down the river. Have you ever seen a runner running a race, an earthly race, and running it backwards to the Lord's start and line? Don't believe I have. You work towards the finish line. That's what we should be. We should be towards the finish line. We don't need to be running back towards the sin, towards the pits of hell. We need to be running towards the goal of the high calling, towards the goal of heaven. If we start running back, you better get on your knees and get to praying. You better go to your fellow brothers or go to somebody and say, I need prayer. Don't be ashamed to ask for prayer, neither.
Amen. That's right.
You know, I don't believe I've ever seen a runner go back to run back towards the finish line. He's a running, you know, start line. He's running to the finish line. And that's what his goal is. You know, in 2 Timothy, Paul writes about his experience of a veteran soldier and his experiences of the cross and his love for Timothy. And you know, if we're running a race for the Lord, for the high calling, to reach our goal, lay our treasures up in heaven, that's showing our love. That's demonstrating our love. That's following with what His Word says. You know, I said there wasn't no application fee, no registration form, nothing like that for a race with the Lord. There is an earthly race. But right here is our guide. Right here is what we're to go by and use when we're running the Lord's race. Brother Eric, we've got to apply this, use it, demonstrate it, share it, get in depth, read it, and apply it to be able to continue. Second Timothy 4:7-8. With the Lord's help, I'm going to stand here and finish. Thank you, Greg. We do what He wanted me to do. This is meant only for me tonight. I'll follow through with what the Lord wanted me to do. But I hope that somebody else got something that they have got in the field to use or share with somebody. In 2 Timothy 4, starting in verse 7, says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them also that love His appearing. You know, that's what the Lord's going to give us. That's just like, you know, the earthly races. They've got judges that determine things and determine if you've finished the finish line and you've completed it in so many seconds and all that.
Amen.
I don't believe I've read of a timeline to get to heaven. The timing's God's timing. When He calls you, when He knocks on the heart of your door to be saved, you better answer. You better go. When He calls your number out,
amen,
and you finish the race, there's no turning back. He's going to take you out of here. And you're going to go. You're going to finish that race. Faithful, you're going to get to shake hands and see the face of Jesus, or you're going to the place where you'll burn up the kings. The message tonight is, are you going to follow that race? Are you going to stay straight and And if you get out of bounds, get back into that race. Stay straight. Get on the narrow way. Look for that vision that Brother Eric preached last week. You know, vision and race is a combination, Brother Eric. You run the race, but you got to have that vision. You know, the earthly runners, there's blind runners, but the blind runners have got a guide. We've got Jesus Christ as our guide to run the heavenly race. That's what the Lord put on me to give you this tonight and deliver. I hope you just got something out of it. Like I said, it's just meant for me. I know I did. I've had all week, actually almost 2 with it. And really opened my eyes to some things. And you know, the Lord, it was the next message for me to deliver. If the Lord had changed it, I'd have changed it. But He didn't. So I hope you just got something out of it.
I stand.